AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. An Arkansas judge blocks the state from using a lethal injection after a medical supply company argued it was misled by the state about the use of the drug, potentially halting a plan to put several men to death by the end of the month. Investigators want the gun Corey Muhammad is alleged to have used to kill four white men in a series of shootings in Fresno, California. Police Chief Jerry Dyer says they have evidence that Muhammad gave the pistol to an Hispanic man who was carrying a box of food shortly after three men were shot to death yesterday.
We have video evidence, which we will be analyzing to get a detailed description of who this individual is. We are also processing the box of food, as well as the items contained within that box, to learn of his identity.
A survivalist who waited in ambush before killing one Pennsylvania state trooper, wounding another, has been found guilty of capital murder. The prosecutor says he will seek full justice in the penalty phase of Eric Freen's trial. It's now just The Factor on Fox News as the network's parent company fires longtime host Bill O'Reilly. Warren Levinson with more.
So who pushed Bill O'Reilly out of Fox News? His lawyer, Mark Kasowitz, claimed it was a far left-wing conspiracy against cable TV's highest-rated host.
Just preposterous.
Says attorney Douglas Wigder, whose firm represented Juliette Huddy, a former Fox host who settled a sexual harassment suit in January.
All we're looking to do is to make sure that Fox News and, frankly, every other company in America follows the laws against discrimination and harassment.
As for the left-wing stuff,
I supported and contributed to the Trump campaign, and I routinely watch Fox News.
O'Reilly has been on vacation in Italy, where he was photographed in the VIP section of an audience with Pope Francis. He was to return Monday, but Fox issued a terse statement saying after a careful review of the allegations, it was agreed he would not. Warren Levinson, New York.
This is AP Radio News. EPA head Scott Pruitt has his first tour of a Superfund site, an Indiana public housing complex where roughly 1,000 people were ordered evacuated because of lead contamination. State Representative Earl Harris Jr., a Democrat who represents the area, says Pruitt's visit shows no one is playing politics with the issue.
I cannot go without saying the importance of the fact that everyone cares about this. It's not just about one party or another. It's about the people of Indiana and about the people of the city of East Chicago.
The housing complex was built on a site previously occupied by a lead products factory. Evacuations were ordered after soil tests found some yards with lead levels over 70 times safety standards. Earlier today, Serena Williams posted a photo of herself on Snapchat with the caption, 20 weeks. A few hours later, her spokeswoman confirmed that the 35-year-old tennis great is expecting a baby in the fall. Williams won the Australian Open a little less than 12 weeks ago. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.